if that had been done, people would be able to identify things a lot sooner before the extent of abuse gets that severe, where, you know, there is fatalities, there is really severe injuries. And because, you know, it all starts with emotional abuse and then obviously it goes on to physical. I couldn't confide in anybody in terms of, like, my family, because they wouldn't believe me. And even if it was true and the proof was there, they still wouldn't believe me. So, and they'd always make out that it was my fault. I wasn't educated at the time to be aware of the extent of the abuse. I didn't understand what emotional abuse was. I just thought, you know, abuse was, you know, you get a slap or you get a punch, you get a kick. I assumed it was physical. I mean, there had been times where the abuse had got that bad previously that it did affect me that emotionally, where, you know, there was a stay in hospital or self-harm. I'd wanted to take my own life at times because it got that severe. You know, that's my coping mechanism at the time when I was dealing with the abuse, that, you know, I felt that that's the only way I could cope. So that's part and parcel of what happened.